talking this morning about house hunting, and specifically the amount of funk I ran into yesterday as I toured probably, I want to say, 7 or 8 houses. We made some good tours yesterday, some good headway. One place I'd probably consider, the rest of them, yeah, I don't think I'd even come close to, you know, I'd probably live on the street before I lived there. And a lot of it had to do with this funk, this odor that persisted. And we have the high lady on the line, and apparently you have some advice?
My friend that moved in to a mobile home, and what you asked about how to get what funk out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, he said some hours before, and I was helping him clean it up, and, you know, he just moved there. And I don't know why, but he said to be something about that he knew everything that the former owners did while they were there. And so he's got a special ritual or something that he's getting ready to tell you.
How you doing there, sir?
Hey.
Yes, sir. What is it that you want to know?
I don't know. I mean, she just called us. Something about you knew something about the funk or something like that, the smell of the house.
Yeah, I was trying to get rid of all the smells that's been in there. No, you have to put the temperature up around 150 degrees in the house.
Is that possible?
Yeah, that's possible. And leave it like that for a couple of days. But while you got it like that, you fumigate it with everything that you want to fumigate it with. And then, after a couple of days, you make it the temperature about 32 degrees for about 8 hours, 8 to 12 hours, and you'll be clear.
And that'll fix it.
That'll fix it.
All right, well, very good advice this morning. Thanks for calling.
Okay, you're welcome, then, sir.
Bye.
Thanks.
Is that it? Okay.
What?